This is your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and I'm very excited to preview Mozart's Idomeneo, which doesn't get performed very often, but the Ralph Opera Center on March 26th through 29th this weekend is going to be performing this first of Mozart's great operas. Idomeneo follows the story of the king of Crete on his journey to save his son while appeasing the gods for saving his life. CSU's production, it puts a very different spin on this classic opera. The piece is set in an undefined time period and includes elements of ancient Greece alongside edgier, futuristic, post-apocalyptic elements shown through the projections, costuming, and set designs. The performance marks the first use of projection in a CSU opera production, designed by CSU's Price Johnston and Andy Killian. The set design explores new techniques inspired by the work of Swiss architect, stage designer, and theorist of light, lighting, and decor, Adolf Appia. The intent was not to achieve pictorial realism, but to create a believable mood for each scene. Let's hear some of the music of this great classic by Mozart. I think he was about 25 years old when he composed this. We'll hear a little bit from the first act of Mozart's Idomeneo on KGNU's Opera Box.
Thank you. Oh!
Enjoying excerpts from Act One there of Idomeneo by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Sir Colin Davis conducting the Bavarian Radio Symphony and Chorus. Idomeneo sung by Francisco Araiza. Idamante sung by Suzanne Menser. Ilia sung by Barbara Hendricks. Elettra sung by Roberta Alexander. Arbace sung by Uwe Heilmann. The High Priest of Neptune is Werner Holweg. And The Voice is sung by Harry Peters. This is based, this story, on the story of Idomeneo, who was at that was the king of Crete in ancient history, shipwrecked on returning from the Trojan War, and he vows that he will sacrifice whoever he sees first if only Neptune allows him to stay alive. Well, Poseidon grants him his wish, and then his own son is the first person that he happens to see when he sees a human being again and when he joins the world again, as it were. And this, of course, creates a tremendous conflict for him. And as a result, Neptune brings all kinds of terrible things onto his kingdom. Let's go ahead and hear just a little bit of Act Two, and then we'll talk a little bit about the CSU performance that's coming up this weekend of Mozart's Idomeneo. And so things are not looking good for Idomeneo or for the island of Crete, because now Neptune is angry that Idomeneo's side of the bargain has not been fulfilled, because Idomeneo's son was the one that Idomeneo saw first, and that was the deal, that he had to sacrifice him. And Neptune is not pleased that that sacrifice has not yet taken place. We will see what happens in the third act. I'd like to just mention a little bit about this CSU production at the Ralph Opera Center in Fort Collins. Mozart's Idomeneo again, Thursday, March 26th, Friday and Saturday, all at 7:30 p.m., and then the Sunday performance on March 29th at 2 p.m., colostate.edu/event, colostate.edu/event. This is a very modernistic performance, very, very different from the version that Mozart himself was accustomed to seeing staged when he was alive. A few other events that are also happening. So much is happening in the north end of town, or the north end of the Front Range, rather. Arios at Avos is Sunday, March 29th at 3 p.m. with soprano Amanda Raddatz and bass Andrew Potter. Mezzo-soprano Giovanna Anderson and tenor Humberto Borboa. And they're going to be promoting Boulder Opera's production of Orlando, and also doing something from the Lamont School of Music and the production of The Merry Wives of Windsor. There's no charge. They do welcome tips and donations at Avogadro's number on South Mason Street in Fort Collins. Also, the UNC Opera Theater presenting Opera Scenes, Epistles, Letters in Opera, a program of opera scenes concerning correspondence as depicted in various operas, including Adamo's Little Women, Sondheim's The Little Night Music, Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor, Verdi's Falstaff, Nicolai's The Merry Wives of Windsor, and Ray Vaughan Williams's Sir John in Love. And that's supervised by Brian Clay Ludloff, so you might want to check that out by going to boxoffice@unco.edu, UNC Performing Arts Box Office. Their phone number, 970-351-2200. And finally, next week we'll be featuring Boulder Opera's upcoming production of Handel's Orlando. There are just so many operas that are taking place, again, along the Front Range here in Colorado, that almost every week I can feature something that's coming up and encourage you to get in the car and head over there and see these wonderful performances that are taking place. Boulder Opera's production of Orlando is on Saturday, April 4th at the Broomfield Auditorium, and Sunday, April 5th at 3 o'clock at First United Church in Boulder. So check that out with the Boulder Opera website as well. Let's go back now and hear at least a few excerpts from Act 3 of Mozart's Idomeneo.
Thank you. di vittoria. Sire, il prence ed amante l'eroe, di morte in traccia, disperato, correndo, il trionfo trovò. Sull'empio mostro scagliossi furibondo, il vinse e uccise. Eccoci salvi al fin.
Ahimè, Nettuno di nuovo sdegno acceso sarà contro di noi. Or Arbace, con tuo dolor vedrai che Idamante trovò quel che cercava e di morte gli stesso il trionfo sarà.
Thank you.
And so there's a happy ending after all. Neptune announces that Idomeneo's son, who was scheduled to be executed in exchange for Idomeneo's life, will now become the king in place of Idomeneo. And not only that, but Idomante is to rule as the king with Ilia as his bride. We heard a number of very great soloists with Sir Colin Davis conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra and Chorus in eager anticipation of the CSU performance that's coming up this weekend of Mozart's Idomeneo. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU's Opera Box. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be talking to you next week about another great opera, Handel's Orlando.
Well, it's about 20 seconds before 8 o'clock on this Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. We're up in Netherland at 93.7 FM, and we're everywhere online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday. And welcome to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm Ron Nadel, and I'm sitting in for Chris Moore here on the Classic Monday. Tonight I've got a playlist of instrumental concertos, many of which I bet you have not heard, but which should be performed more often, like this trombone concerto by Georg Wagenseil. And we're also going to hear unexpected and charming gems by Copland, Vaughan Williams, Giuliani, and Boccherini. You got to hear these. So join me for a Classic Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.